Parshas Pinchas. The Sipur Dvarim Be'etzim of the Kanois of Pinchas was already last week. But now the Torah is Mechadish what happens to the Schar of Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin Heshiv Eschamosim al B'nei Yisrael. In Zohar state that Be'emes Pinchas is always without a Yud. Dafk over here, there's a Yud. There's a Yud Zaira, there's a Remez. What's the Yud in Pinchas? It's a Remez for the 10 Nisim that happened. Be'emes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 6 Nisim. There are various other Makairis and Medrash. In Tagam Yonason brings 12 Nisim, various Pratim and Pratim that happened Bo'ifin Moifis by Pinchas. Now it's interesting, by us Pinchas is always Taka with a Yud. There is a name Pinchas without a Yud. Chofni Pinchas, B'nei Eli. Over there Pinchas was without a Yud. And it's interesting, Shmuel the Amoira, the Gemara brings in Moed Kondaf Yudches, Shmuel the Amoira had a brother Pinchas. Also Pinchas without a Yud. And Pinchas without a Yud is Gematria 198, Psochim, or Pischim. Over there the Gemara says that he was Mezalzel in him, he said Pischim Bozuzu Boz, when he talked about that Pinchas without a Yud. But Pinchas by Osavad is with the Yud, and it's Mavur in the Sfarim that Pinchas with the Yud is 208. Pinchas with the Yud, Pinchas Malei, is 8 times Shem Havayim. Pinchas is the 8th Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. Pinchas is Kuloi L'mala Miderech HaTeva. The end of the parasha, we talk about Shmini Atzeres. Everything over here is L'mala Miderech HaTeva. Ad Kedei Kach, Moshe Rabbeinu Shochach. He forgot the halacha of Kanan Poygin Boy. Pinchas doesn't forget. Pinchas is Meshach Shaychi to that darga of Koidim Shikcha. It's not a coincidence that always Parshas Pinchas is the same time as Shivasa Ratama's, the time when the Luchos Rishonis was supposed to be given. Pinchas is Meshach Shaychi to that. On the other hand, Pinchas we know is Elio. The Pasuk says, Asher Kinei Leiloikov. Leiloikov is the same as letters as Le'eliyahu. Pinchas, many Makaris in Midrashim and Chazal, Gemaris, that Pinchas is Elio. Eliyahu is 2 times Shem Havaya. Pinchas, Elio together is already 10 times Shem Havaya. I'm not going to talk about that. That's already beyond. Pinchas is 8 Havayas. Eliyahu is 2 Havayas. Now, Shlomo of Pinchas and Eliyahu. The Gemara says in Brachis, by the sugi of the Chaloimois, Horoya Pinchas Bechaloim, Pella Nasaloi. He's going to get a Pella. Pella is that a Dover Mufla. We said that the Nisan that happened by Pinchas. But Pella is the same letters as Aleph. Pinchas is on such a Madrega, even the Torah starts with a Beis. But Pinchas, if you see Pinchas goes back to the Aleph, to the Erste. Always Pinchas comes out, though, like we say, in the times of Shivasa Batamas, in the Yemei Bein Abitzorim. The Pasuk says, in Eicha, the Pasuk says, Vatered Ploim. Davkin Chagdish Tamas, the Pella goes down. What was supposed to be Aleph, what was supposed to be the Luchais Rishonis, what was supposed to be a Pella Otzum, instead it's Vatered Ploim, it comes to Shikchas HaTorah, and that is always the process we go through during these times. It's brought down, as we said, that Pinchas Be'emes is Elio. So there's an interesting Ha'ara I saw in the Derech Emunah from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchas Shvius. He's talking about whether you're allowed to do things to help the crops by Shvius if it's not a Tivius Dika thing, but something Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, something Ba'ifin Sgula. And he gets involved Bechlal in how Halacha reckons with things of Sgula, but he goes on a long thing over there, but what's Negel in Yonenu, he brings, the Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel, that there's no Tchumim L'mala Me'asara. And the Gemara says, how do we know? Because there was a certain Shev Shmaitza, a certain 7 Sugyas that in the morning, Rav Chista learned it from Eliyahu in Surah in the morning, and that same Shabbos later on, Eliyahu meets him in Pumpedisa. Brent Rav Chaim Kanievsky there in the Derech Emunah, in Al Rambam, but he brings from the Chuvas Chasam Sofer that asks, he says he doesn't understand. Elio goes to Brisim. Elio is Pinchas. Elio Malach HaBris. Elio goes to Brisois on Shabbos. He goes all over. He goes out of the Tchum. Why aren't we dispelled from that? So he says, no, there it's Elio as a Malach. As a Malach, he's Lamala Miderech HaTeva. He can go wherever he wants. But over there in the Sugya in Erevin, when he was teaching Torah, Shev Shmaitza, Torah Loi B'Shamayimi, there he has to go out of the Tchum, and it's considered that he went from one place to the other. Must be L'mala Me'asara Tfachim is not out of the Tchum. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, he asked the Chazanish, he asked his uncle, he says, doesn't understand. Maybe Eliyahu was talking Surah in the morning. No, but then as a Malach, he went to Pumbedisa. There was a bris in Pumbedisa Shabbos afternoon. No, so he went to Pumbedisa as a Malach. And then he switched back to Eliyahu. Ken Azog in the Torah. So the Chazon Ish says he wasn't sure if he was answering B'derech B'dichusa or serious. He says, no, it's Netilas Neshama to turn Eliyahu from Eliyahu as a person to Eliyahu as a Malach on Shabbos itself. Then you're not allowed to do. But you have to know what's the Gedorim. What's the Gedorim thereof? Now, we have here the story, though, Vayikach, Vayar Pinchas, Vayikach, Roimach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mikan, She'ein Echnosin B'Kli Zayin L'Beis HaMedrash. You're really not supposed to go in with weapons into a Beis HaMedrash. Over here he did, but really, B'Derech Klal, you're not supposed to go in with weapons. And this is brought L'Halach and Shulchan Aruch in Eir Chaim, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. It says, Mutter Likonesh L'Beis HaKnesses, B'makloi, B'tarmili, B'afundosoi, V'yesh Oisrin, Likones, B'sakin Oruch, with a long knife, Oy B'roish Magula. Now literally, B'roish Magula means beer-headed, without a yarmulke, which is the Matazach. How did that get in here? He says, don't go in with weapons or with Roish Magula. The idea that a person is not supposed to be B'roish Magula, that we already learned earlier, that was in Oyer Chaim, Simen Sadi Aleph. In Simen Beis, it's brought down also the Gedorim, but not Dalet Amos, or B'chlal, not to go with Roish Magula. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that maybe it meant you're not allowed to come in with a sakin aruch b'roish magula. If the head of the knife, a lot of times a knife has like a sheath to cover it, b'roish magula. Meaning if you're going in with a weapon, make sure the what do you call it from the gun? There should be a safety thing. It shouldn't be magula. I wanted to suggest that maybe it didn't say roish magula. It said roimach. Also, likanes lebeis haknesses besakin aruch oy beroymach, and somehow they turned roymach into roy. Someone became a rosh tevis, and someone thought it turned into roish magula. That would be appropriate because the emes I saw the maritzis asked on that halach in shulchan aruch. The noisakelim don't quote this gemara in Sanhedrin. Why don't they take a quote this gemara in Sanhedrin of Pinchas like this? They're taking doing it's also likanes besakin oy beroymach. Now we know what happened there with Pinchas was that Pinchas took Cosby. The Blurisa, and he went to Moshe Rabbeinu with chutzpah, and he says, Ben Amram, Zu Asura oy muteres? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asura. So he says, Bas Yisrael mi hitr lecha? And that was really part of the kinter of Zimri, to say, why, Manishtana, that you also took him Midianis. By the way, we have to understand, there's a chilek b'emes, the Sfarim explained that the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu with Tzipoira, who was also mi Midian, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Hevel, and Yisrael, Hakeni, Yisrael is a Gilgal of Kayin. And we know that the original Machloikis of Hillah, of Hevel and Kayin, was one was born with a double twin, and they were fighting. The Melchama was that Vayokamel, Hevel, and the Harogoy is because they were fighting over the twin. One said he deserves it because he's the Bechor, the other one says she was born with me. That was the Vikuach. Tzipoira is the Gilgal of that second twin, and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Hevel, taking it from Yisrael, who's Kayin, is a tikkun of that Indian. So that was what was happening over there by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Zimri, you have to make the cheshbon who it is. According to the Marsha, Zimri is Shaul ben Haknanis, the son of Shimon. Not an Enikel or Enikel, the son of Shimon. He is one of the original 70 Yerudei Mitzrayim, Shaul ben Haknanis. Lefi Zeh, he's about 250 years old. Even if you don't look like the Marsha Avada, we're talking about someone who is Avada Azokin Muflog, and there was sightness of what was going on over here, and we have to understand what was happening here. But B'cholifin, Pinchas goes and does the kanois, and now there's a machloikis, there's a big sugi in Zvachin. Hashem says that he's promising him Brisi Shalom, which means he's giving him the kahuna. Now, Aaron was given the kahuna, Aaron Ubanov were given the kahuna. And there's a machloikis in the Gemara, at the end of Zvachin, was Pinchas a koyin. Koidim Shaharag Lazimri. There's a man Yomar that says, Rabbi Lezer Omer Rabbi Chanina, Loi Niskahen Pinchas at Shaharag Lazimri. Pinchas was not a Kohen. Aaron was a Kohen. Aaron's sons were Kohanim, and that's it. Afterwards, they were Niskahen, and then Aaron couldn't have been Niskahen just by himself. He didn't have children after he was Niskahen. To be Mamshech Doiris of Kahuna, he had to be also Mechahen. Miskahen Bonov, but then onwards the children, Yotzech Halotzov, a Zera Aaron, Zera of those people, of those Bnei Aaron are going to be Kehanim. There was no necessity to be Mechahen Pinchas, the children that come afterwards from them. But there's another man, the Yomar, that says, no, Pinchas was already a Kohen. No, he might have lost it as the fact that he killed Zimri and it was Neschadis that he didn't lose it. But according to this man, that he was loin iskayin, it's interesting, I saw the Maral and the Gurari is handling why taka wasn't he becoming a kayin. So one shot is this, because there was no need. There was a need to be mechayin aroin ubanov. Beyond that, let the dervish continue on its own. He brings another pshat, he says Pinchas was still a katon. When they gave Aaron, Uban of the Kahuna, Pinchas was a katon. He wasn't in the Cheshbon. It's interesting though, because a few weeks later, you have to know when they became Kahana, but a few weeks later, I want to just work out the Cheshbon. The Gemara says that when Miriam became a Metzoiras, the Gemara is having a Shak Levataria, who should in fact be the Kohen to be Mara the Negoyim to decide to be Metaher, Miriam Mitzoraato. And the Gemara in Tzvachim speaks out, Moshe Rabbeinu can't, because he's not a Kohen. Aaron can't, because he's a Koroid, he's a brother. Now, of course, it's a Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a brother. The Marsha asked the Kasha. We've spoken about that Kasha. Although I don't understand. He's also not a Kohen. You have to know what's the real reason. He's not a Kohen, and he's a brother. It's Al-Semis. But then the Marsha asks, so in the end, the Gemara says, who was Mara the Negoyim of Miriam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Bechin of Kohen. But why, Frek the Marsha, why couldn't Pinchas? So he starts Cheshbon. If Pinchas wasn't the Kohen yet, fine. But if he was already a Kohen, so the Kasha is, why can't you just say he was a Katan, according to this Maral? Marsha says he was a second cousin once removed, and that's also, he makes the Cheshbon, that's also close enough of a relative that he's not able to be Mara the Negoyim. Now the Pasuk says, already in the end of last week's Pasha, Vayar Pinchas, Vayikach Roimach. And that's the true Kanoi, because sometimes you have Kanoi that wakes up in the morning, the first thing he does is Vayikach Roimach, before the Vayar. Afterwards he'll see already what he's going to see, what he's going to have to do. The Erev Tzach is Vayikach Roimach. The process is not like that, it's Vayar Pinchas, and then it's Vayikach Roimach. Now Roimach is Avada Keneged, the entire Ramachi Vorim. A Kanoi has to be Kol Kuloi with his Ganser Ramachi Vorim, Kuloi L'Shem Shemayim, and totally Mushka into his Kanois. Now, it's Yidua that Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't know. It says, Pinchas goes over to him and says, Loi kach ni ma'adatani Rabbeinu biyardecha me'ar Sinai haboy al aramis kanoyim poigim boy. Omar lei, the Gemara Sanhedrin, he answers him back, crying to the Garthi Yulahavi Paranka, you bringing up the topic, you should the one that do it. I saw brought down from a Pinchas Mikaretz, he says, what was the pshat Moshe Rabbeinu shachach? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe kanoyim poigim boy. Poigim boy means the ein pigia elot tefila. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas, Vayifka b'mokein, ein pigia elot tefila. Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe what we're supposed to do is davening. We spoke last week, the Targum Yonison says, the heim aboichim, what was everyone crying? They were saying Kriyashma. Kriyashma with the Ramach Tevois. There's Reish Mem Ches Tevois in Kriyashma. That's the Roimach they were doing. That's the Kanoim Poigim boy. And Pinchas came and said, sometimes that's what you're supposed to do, but in this case, the Kanoim is supposed to talk and be Poigim boy. And then the Gemara says, Roa Maisa, V'nizgar Halacha, Tak, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Haboy Laramas, Kanayim Poigim Boy. There's a Vart, Roa Maisa, V'nizgar Halacha, if a person is in the street, he shouldn't be, but if he's in the street and he sees something that maybe he shouldn't have, so V'nizgar Halacha, think about a learning, think about something in Limud HaTorah, the Schus HaTorah will be, V'nishmarta Mikol Dabar Roam. Roa Maisa, if even, Oibas Hashem Gezen Epis, so Nizgar Halacha. Now Chazal say that according to the Man D'Omer, Loi Niskayim Pinchas Achen Erek L'Zimri. So now he's first getting kahuna, but the Lashon of Chazal, when it describes that, it says he gets schar. Bedin hu sheyitol scharoi. So a lot of the mafarshim discuss, what does it mean, bedin hu sheyitol scharoi? There's many different shatim. I'll speak out one or two nekudas. The Netziv says an interesting nekudah. He says, Pinchas was not a kohen. Kahuna was given to Aaron Ubanov. Pinchas was not a kohen, but now Pinchas is also given kahuna. And you should know, most kohanim gedoylim, ledoyros, are nevei from Pinchas, taka. From Pinchas, they shaman from Pinchas. If Pinchas would have been, Lu Yitzuyer, from Shevet Naphtali, also, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have given him kahuna, the Hainu Kuhn is either from Aaron or from Pinchas. No. Avada Pinchas had to be Zera Aaron. Lu Yitzuyer would have been from a different Shevet, Ipachlal wouldn't have been Matim. Bidin Hu Sheyitol. So Kumtem, it's possible. He's Zera Aaron. Had he not been Zera Aaron, then Bichlal, it wouldn't have been Shayich, the kahuna. Now it's also Mavur, the Zoyer brings down that when Pinchas went in to kill Zimri, Be'etzim, it was Parcha Neshmasai, and it was Nisgalgal in him now, the Neshama of Nadav Aviyu. And that's what it says. Pinchas ben Elazar, yes, he's ben Elazar, But he's also Ben Aaron. He also directly, he gets a Gilgal Neshama, he's Ben Aaron. He also is Aaron. Later we see he turns into Leo and Avi also, and that's a whole separate story. But the reason it's Bedinu Shehit Oschari, because he's Meshach Shaychi to Kahuna. In the Bechinah Mesuyim, he's Taka Ben Aaron. The Chizam Sofer says another pshat. What does it mean, Bedinu Shehit Oschari? He's getting schar even in Olam Hazeh. The Chizam Sofer says, interesting pshat, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Lametes, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. Hashem only gives schar in Lasid Lavoi. But he says, one of the pshatim is, Chazal say, why is Hashem only giving schar Lasid Lavoi? Because if a person would get schar b'hai alma, maybe afterwards he'll be miskalkel, and he'll be chazer boy, it will be a bechina of vayishman yishur and vayivot, and maybe he'll lose it. But Ribal Chazal say, Mishnah and Ovis, kol ha-mezak es ha-rabim, ein chet ba'al yodoy, so Ribal over here, Pinchas, made a kiddush Hashem, was matzel everyone, and his oitz of the magefa, and he was mezak of the rabim, so now, b'dinu she'it al-schara, he can get his schar even in Olam, in Olam Hazeh. Yeah, b'hemshech you have the parasha goes through all the different mishpachos of Klal Yisrael. Now it's interesting, the Seder, it starts with Reuven, but it's not going in order. It starts with Reuven, Shimon, Gad. The Haino, the Chasam Sofer explains, it's mavur like that, that this is going to feed the Seder of the Degolim. In the Degolim you have Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun as one of the Degel, then you have separate Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Over here, we're going in the Seder of the Degolim of Reuven first. Says the Chasam Sofer, why Reuven first? Because Reuven represents the Baalei Tshuva. Yehuda represents Tzadik. Reuven represents Baalei Tshuva. Over here that we're talking about after Chet of Korach, which was from Reuven, after the Chet of Pa'ar and the Benois Midian, that's Shimon, and now they're doing Tshuva. So the process of going through the Tshuva is why we give them first. And it's interesting, he adds in a different stickle of the Chasam Sofer, one of the mishpachis over here is called La'ozni. One of the mishpachas Shimon is not in Shimon. Where is it? In mishpachas God. La'ozni, mishpachas ha'ozni. Ozni be'etzem is ivtzon. Now, why is it switched to ozni? So be'etzem, that's basically, we just had it in the daf yomi, that if a person has now something he shouldn't hear with his oizen, he's supposed to take the etzba and put it into the oizen. He says that's why the name is really itzbon. But now that they did shuva, now you can take your finger out of the ear, now it can go back and be called mishpachat ozni. Another pshat, b'derech drash, I heard l'gabi the b'nei God specifically, that you can learn out b'derech drash from the names of the mishpachos b'nei God, or remez of how a person is supposed to do gemilas chasadim. We know God, the Gemara says in Shabbos l'gabi the oisias, there's a Kabbalistic Gemara in Perek HaBoyne that talks about ksiva in the sugyas of hakoisiv, and in Perek HaBoyne there in Shabbos. It says Gimel, it goes through the letters of the Aleph Beis and Seydis in it, but it says Gimel Dalit is Gimel Dalim. So actually you could say B'derek Drash like this, B'nei God, God, Gimel Dalim. What's the way to do Gemilas Chasadim? First of all, Litzfoyin Mishpachas HaTzfoyin, you do it in a Behalten Oifen, Sofen is hidden. You don't have to put a big plaques, do it in a hidden way when you do Tzedakah. Another thing is L'chagi Mishpachas HaChagi. If you're already doing chesed, a lot of times a guy's asking you to do something, you do it, but you give him like a Tisha B'Av face. You give him with a krechts. No. If you're already doing it, do it freilich. Now there's something else. Lishuni. Mishpachas Ashuni. A lot of times it's very easy to do a chesed. If you know it's a one-time off thing, the guy's coming, you should do something, you're not going to see him again, you'll do it. Yoytzik ben Ariber. But sometimes you know that a chesed comes your way, it's something, this is a long-term investment over here. It's going to be time and again. It's going to be shoyne again and again. Afopike. Do chesed even in such oifen. The next one is la'ozni, mishpachas ha'ozni. We mentioned already before, but it could be also, sometimes chesed is to lend an ear, to listen to what the other person has to say, hear him out. That's all part of the gemoyl dalim. You have behemshech b'nei yisachar. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says, one of the mishpachas is lipuva mishpachas hapuni. He says, it's a remez for the loim de'tayra. Yisachar is the loim de'tayra. Puva really is a person's peh. And if a person's peh is puva, which means vavke, which means it has a chetzi of shame havaya. Yeah, but it should be puni. Be mefane your dibor and your peh from all other dvarim betalim, and then you're able to be machnis dvarim shebekdusha. This is reminiscent of the Yerushalmi that in Anfang Masech the Shabbos, Omer Rav Shimon ben Yechoy, and he writes, Ilu hayisi oimed behar Sinai. Interesting, he doesn't say Ilu Hayisi Oimed B'Maisa Bereshis. He says Ilu Hayisi Oimed B'Har Sinai. He says, I would have, but Harsini is a Bria Sa'ilam of Klal Yisrael. I would have created a person with two mouths, one to learn Torah, one to learn Dvarim B'Teilim. It should be separate. The mouth of Dvarim B'Teilim shouldn't be. It should be Mefuna Lagamri from the peh. On that it says no. He says, he sees a person has enough with one mouth, it's Kedai. It shouldn't be two. But it's interesting that idea. The Shem Bas Osher, Serach, Serach in the Torah is with a sin, although a lot of times Chazal writes Serach with a Samach. We've had this in a lot of other sugyas also. We recently had the sugya of Sirtut, which in some places it's called Sirtut, and it's with a sin. In other places in the Yerushalmi, it says Sirtut with a Samach. There are other places where you see that sin and Samach can be interchanged. I remember a couple of years ago in Chutz Laretz, I was invited to say a shir in one of the shuls in Flatbush, and they were mefarshim that it's about the sugya of sirtut, and the signs all said with a samach sirtut, and someone came to me, I think it's with a sin. Now, the shir was taking place in Sasregen, and I said, I don't know how to spell Sasregen either, but they'll figure it out. B'noi Slofchad, the parsha of Yerusha, the B'noi Slofchad come, and they're the ones that don't have, right, that their father left over only daughters. Yerusha was Laban. And they come with a cheshbin. The Medrash says, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes Sodku Yachdov. Yachdov goes on to B'nai Slavchad. Because they came with a cheshbin M'monashach. It brings that the B'nai Slavchad told Moshe Rabbeinu, Im Kiben Anu, if we're like a son, so then we should get Yerusha. And if not, then our mother should do Yibam. We know that Yibam is only when there's no child. But so is it, let's put it down on the table. Is the daughter considered a child? If she's considered a child when there's no banim, she should get Yerusha. If not, our mother should get Yibam. Now, the MS, Slavchad was the Bechor. And there's a Havman in the Gemara that the Pasuk says, Vayibam v'hoya ha-Bechor asher teled, that only a Bechor does Yibam. In which case, their Taina falls off. Because anyways, only a Bechor does Yibam. Now, the way the Gemara upslugs that Havamina is because it says there's a din of Eishes Ach Shaloi Ha'evoy Lomai, which is learned that from Yachdov. And that proves that any brother does Yibam. So that's what it means. Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sodku Yachdov. From Yachdov, where from the din of Eishes Ach Shaloi Ha'evoy Lomai, proves any brother could do Yibam, brings back B'noi Slavchad's Taina that they were right in coming with this Memanashach Taina. Then Yehuda brings that Slavchad is Rosh HaTevis, Pe'er Lebnoisov Chachmonios Darshonios Sitkonios. That they had Taka, they were Choshev. We know, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, but there's one man, the Omer, that Slavchad was the Mekoshesh, Machlekes Tanoim. But according to the Shita that he was the Mekoshesh, we brought this down once from the Arizal, the Gemara in the end of Masech the Shabbos brings Maisa Bechosid Echad, that was once walking near his field, and he saw a hole in the fence, and on Shabbos he said, oh, I have to fix this holy fence. And then he realized that it was on Shabbos, and he shouldn't have said that, so he was makabel on himself not to fix it. And then a nace happened, and a tzlaf is a kind of a plant, a tzlaf chad, one tzlaf came and grew and sealed up the hole, because he was makabel on himself not to do it, because of the inyan of Shabbos, and the Arizal said he was a gilgul neshama of tzlaf chad. That's why tzlaf chad, one tzlaf came, and when Itaka did the tikkun of not even doing a machshava that he thought to do on Shabbos, so the tzlaf chad came to be mitzak in the hole in the fence of tzlaf chad. Now I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Ployes HaTayre, he brings a lot of interesting ideas. It says that the B'noi Slavchad, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, were Chachmoni Yosein, Darshoni Yosein. He brings a Rishima of various other Noshim in Chazal and in the Rishonim that were Chachmoni Yosein. Of course, of Beroishim, we have Bruria, Eishes Rav Meir, who was the daughter of Chanana ben Tradyoim. She's actually quoted in the Teseftin Kalim, Lagabi, a whole complex Machloikis, and also in the Sugim Psachim, in a few, in Brachas, in many places, Bruria is taka quoted things that she said. We won't go through all of them, but a few other interesting ones he brings is, first of all, is the Eishes HaSma, that the Sma quotes through Lagabi, a few different halachas. One of them interesting is Lagabi Hadlokas Ner Shabbos and Yom Tif, that he quotes from her, that it's Cholot Kaseidur Advarim, that on Shabbos Avada, you have to first light the candle and then make the Bracha, because if you make the Bracha and you want Makabel Shabbos, you can't light the candle. But on Yom Tif, where you can make the fire even after it's already Yontif, so then the Seder could be Nepach, you can make the Bracha and then light the candle. The Sma brings this and he's Doicha, and he says, no, Ein Chochma B'Noshin, which if you look at the Machzah Shechel, he's Masber on the Magen Avraham that brings it also, says, no, not ein chochma benoshim on eishes asma, but ein chochma benoshim other women that aren't going to realize the chilek, and then they're going to make a mistake. They're going to be used to on yomtiv making the bruch and then lighting. They're not going to be mafin. They'll do it on Shabbos also. Ein chochma benoshim was ba'ifin kloli, not on the eishes asma. There's another interesting one that he brought down from the Rupshitzer. The mother of the Rupshitzer also was Yidua, was a Isha Chachama. So it's interesting because in that city, the minig was that the women only went to shul after they were already married. The non-married girls didn't go to shul. Maybe that was once like by the Simus Beisha'ev and some yeshivas. I don't know. They put tichlach to be able to go. But Al Kopanim, so she when she got married, she started going to shul. So she said on this the pasuk, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. She says, I'm tzefridin. Samachti ba'omrim li that my husband told me haran mukadeshes li, because now beis Hashem neilech. Now I'm able to go to shul. V'chohen he brings a whole bunch of other interesting dugmois of darshaniyos. Now to get to the parsha of Yerusha, what really happened was that a ben is supposed to be yarshin, and even as the parsha says it. When Bnei Slavchad wanted to be Mishadish to them, that Bnei could Yarshin, the Mokam Shein Ben, before it goes to the brother, the father, Mishmosh, the uncles, the whole process. The way the Pasuk tells it, Avek, right, Megalgal and Schus, Al Yidei Zakeh, that they were Zeichet to the Parsha. So the Pasuk says, Ish Ki Yomis, Uben Eloi, Vavartam Esnach Lasei Lebitoi. And it could have said, Ish Ki Yomis, Vavartam Esnach Lasei Lebnoi. No, it's Ish Ki Yomis, Uben Eloi. Like, that's a given. There's a simple pshat. Rabbi Chanan Amzalik, that's why he brings Rayas. By Ben Noyach, there's already a musig of Yerushas HaBen. So by Ben is rise to this. By Ben Noyach, anyways, Ben would have Yarshan. The parish of Yerusha that was the Schadish here is Uben Eloi. When you don't have that, then here's the process how it goes. What would be by Ben Noyach? Rabbi Chana names on that by Ben Noyach, if there's no Ben, then it's Ois. Azoivi, this ain't Yarshan. He says he has a Raya. Avram Avinu was complaining that the Balta doesn't have a Ben, right? Avram Avinu is saying to Rabbi Yishlaim, that he doesn't have a ben, and the Mela ben Meshek Beisi, Eliezer is going to yarshin. Why Eliezer? Loit, Besuel, Mishpachas Haran, Nochar, work it out, go back another generation. Stay to know that by Ben Noyach Taka, when it's Ben Eloi, there's no Yerusha. I'm sorry? Yeah, the process is wrong. Yeah. Now, you have it, the parashas of the Karbonos. On a regular day, there is two kvasim, a tamid, tamidim kisidram, ba'boiker and ba'erev. Shabbos, there's lechem mishneh. The carbon musaf of Shabbos is two more kvasim. It's lechem mishneh. And that's all there is, two extra kvasim. On Yom Tov is where it goes all out, that there's par, elim, kvasim, a soyer lechatas also already on Rosh Chodesh and on the Moedim. But Shabbos doesn't have a soyer lechatas. The Ramban explains Shabbos has no shaychus to chait. Shabbos is sacha kol lechem mishneh. Now, when we say in davening in Musaf, Sayan Shabbos, and Sayan Yom Tov, we say, Ve'es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh, Nasa V'nakrav V'nechet, it's brought down into B'nai Yisoscha, that Lassad Lovi, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to be makrav all the karbonis hachaserim from all the Shabbosos of all the years that we were supposed to be makrav. There's going to be a tashlumen. So we're saying in davening, it's already Shabbos, Mashiach didn't come. We're saying, Ve'es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh, yes, this one, from Shabbos, from this week, from Tavshin Bei Beis, we're going to be makrav it Lassad. But I heard that's why it says, in the Hemshech HaDavening, it says, Usirei izim nase berotzoin. Seirei izim ha-be'etzem lechaper. The Gemara says in Chulin that even the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is to be mechaper, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayit yireach, whatever that means, over the Pshat is, but it's going on lasid, that when it's Musaf Yom HaShabbos is there, we're going to be makrav, so then it's going to be lasid lovi, right? It's going to be in the skaper that chait. There's going to really be a tikkun for that chait. So we're still saying, we're going to bring the Seirei izim. Then we're going to bring the Seiri Izim, we're going to bring them le Rotzoin. This Shabbos is Shivasa B'Tamas, the Tzoyim is Nidche, the Ezer Hashem, it should be Nepach, L'Sosim, L'Simcha, but we have Yudzayim B'Tamas Chal B'Shabbos. The Gemara says in Tainis that the Dvarim, the Chamish Dvarim that happened on Shivasa B'Tamas was Nishtabru Aluchais, which we explained that the Etzim was supposed to be Matan Torah. The ultimate Matan Torah was supposed to already be on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Nor it was Neshtabu Aluchas, also Batal HaTomid, which is also always in this week's Parsha, the concept of Tamidim Kesidron, of a person's avoid to be consistent and Keseder to meet in Kitzidram. There was a bittel on that. Huvkoir, Sreifa Satoira, and Huamad, Tselem, Behechel. Those were the things that happened. Now this year, Yudzayin B'Tam is Chal on Shabbos. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham brings down that we're noig not to make Shechiyonah during the Yemei Bein Absarim, during all the 3 weeks, but this day of Shabbos, Yud Zayin Tammuz, is still not Bein HaMitzarim yet. It's the day before Bein HaMitzarim. It's a Nidche, and the fast will first happen on the next day. You could make a Shechiyonu still on Yud Zayin Shechal B'Shabbos. But I heard once an interesting taich. The Emes, like we said, Yud Zayin Tammuz is going to be the ultimate time when L'Asad Lovi, it's Nepach L'Sasin L'Simcha. Also, all the way at the beginning of the Cheshbon, Yud Zayin Tammuz was Adarab. It was supposed to be a Yom Tiv. Aaron HaKoyin said, Chag L'Hashem Mochar. You could say Yesh Marcha Lachazman, but Kipshuta, he meant it's supposed to be the Matan Torah was supposed to happen on Yud Zayin Tammuz. So I heard an interesting chiddush in the Sefer Oirach Tzadik, which is from Rabbi Leizer Lipa, the son of Rabbi Lemelech Melezhensk. He said that it was Neshtaber of the Luchos on Yud Zayin Tammuz. He says the Luchos were shyness that were broken, and all the Oisius were Poirach Ba'avir. He says there was one Dibra that didn't break. As I said, a chiddush. He says the Dibra of Shabbos wasn't Nishtaber from the Luchos Rishonis. He says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was saying the davening, Ushnei Luchos Avonim Hayir B'yadei. Pashat Shnei means the Luch of Leisirtzach Leisinifoso. He wants to say, no, Shnei Luchos Avonim, the Dibra of Shabbos, Sai of Luchos Rishonis, also remains. Shabbos is Meshach Shaychi Ot, still Luchos Rishonis. So, Oibazai Ula, you could say, Amen, when Yud Zayin Tammuz is on Shabbos, we tap in to that Musig of the darga of the Luchos Rishonis, that the Koidim HaShvira, that the Luch of Shabbos, Shabbos Kvi V'Kaima, that Taka from this darga of Shabbos Kvi V'Kaima of Yud Zayin Tammuz, we should be able to Taka take that, it should turn into Taka Nepach L'Sasun L'Simcha, and it should turn into that all of them should to be Yomim Umay Adin, the Korah.
Can't you make a Shabbos anyway on Shabbos?
During
3 weeks?
He says no, he says only that Shabbos.
Follow up with Hassan.
Hassan, yeah.